The new exhibit is in the basement of the White House of the Confederacy. It's a building with a long history, home to Jefferson Davis, then headquarters for Union forces after the war. Beginning in the 1890s, the city gave the building to the women of the Confederate Literary Memorial Society. For a century, they used the space as a shrine. Then, in the 1970s, a slow transition began from shrine to museum. Stephanie Arduini is with the American Civil War Museum. They've operated the space since 2013.
It really is a place where you can explore the Civil War in microcosm.
She says part of their goal with the new exhibit is to help reach people whose lives were shaped by the lost cause.
If your grandfather or a beloved teacher taught you a story that was shaped by the lost cause, intentionally or not, and now suddenly you're finding out that that's not the case, that's a scary thing about what else do I know about the world that's inaccurate, and how do I have to do that really hard work of rebuilding my framework of how I know things?
And that work is needed. A Pew study from 2011 found that 48% of Americans still believe the Civil War was about states' rights, despite broad consensus from historians to the contrary.
Former Confederates shaped a narrative of the Civil War and their experiences, and even though they lost the war, in many ways they won because they shaped the narrative.
A narrative rooted in racial superiority that argues the Civil War wasn't about slavery, that Confederate soldiers were saintly, and that emancipation was a mistake. Chris Graham, who curated the exhibit, says that is the lost cause.
That is not an accurate reading of history. And our understanding of the past is so much broader, including the fact that understanding the lost cause is not just a set of claims about the past, but an aspiration for the present and the future.
In other words, the lost cause not only propagated false history, it also laid the groundwork for the racial violence and suppression that dominated the American South in the early 20th century. Under the lost cause narrative, the Ku Klux Klan are the good guys, and society is better off when black people and white people lead separate lives.
It's very focused on a specifically kind of white male story that traditionally there hasn't been place for other people in that story.
One part of the exhibit prompts visitors with a question. What shapes your understanding of the Civil War? Is it Gone with the Wind? Maybe what you learned in school? A wall is strewn with images of popular and historical culture, including a page from a Virginia textbook that talked about happy slaves.
And this was taught in public schools till the late 70s and possibly the early 80s. And so there's many people, perhaps even my own age, who encountered and kind of were taught this as a true history of race relations.
The American Civil War Museum runs regular tours of the White House of the Confederacy, and now visitors can tack on a visit to the Lost Cause exhibit. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.